This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's an interview I've been looking extremely forward to. In the studio, we have two gentlemen. Mike Wright, head coach of Tennessee Collegiate Academy, newest member of the Nike EYBL Scholastic, and Travis King, friend of the show. He's been here. He's familiar with our Leader Studios, very familiar. TCA board member, Travis King is, and senior VP of basketball for the family. They're both here in studio, appreciative to both of you gentlemen. It's a story we've been talking about all week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
I was telling them, y'all's name's been in our mouth all week long over here. And now we can get the men involved on and get some really get down to the roots of it, hopefully. And that's why I'm so thankful you're here, Travis. And you can start us off. I want to make sure that we get Mike Wright properly introduced to Memphis. But before we do, I want you to tell me and my man Brad Carson. He's been doing some reporting too on this thing.
I see Brad's been speaking on it really well this week.
How about that, BC?
I'm only following what I saw on social, so you guys got to school us. I'm very excited about these elite prospects in this team and setup you all did here.
T. King, tell us about the origins of Tennessee Collegiate Academy.
I think it actually manifested from something else. Like in 2012, I had to give a shout out to the person that really put this into play a long time ago, which is Willie Gregory from Nike.
Nike, exactly.
2012, Amari Stoudemire just signed with the Knicks, and I wanted to do something for Memphis because he had committed here back when Cal was here, and I thought that the prep school market was something that was missing here. He came in, visited Willie and I. Amari was going to commit $1 million to it, but it wasn't the right time for Memphis. So you fast forward to March 2024, I started reading some articles about the Scholastic League and talking to guys at Nike, and I just said, you know, there's not a Scholastic team in Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, or Georgia. And when you put that with the top probably 10, 11 kids leaving the city over the last 5 years, except for probably Julius Thedford, kids going to Link, kids going to Sunrise, Mount Verde, it was just missing here. It was depleting our city, depleting them not only of basketball players, but also just great young men. So I passed it on to a couple guys at Nike, and, you know, they said, you know, hey, go look and see if you can find somebody to partner with because we know you guys aren't starting a school. And, you know, that's where it kind of kicked off. And, you know, with the – I don't think people realize that Memphis is the second largest employer of Nike. So this is a huge market for the company overall. And you also have some really influential people, Thad Young, Hurd, and myself. You know, those guys are doing a good job with the Nike EYBL team. But it's crazy how this thing circles back because Nike EYB actually started in 1995. So this is 30 years.
Way back.
And William Anderson and I got that deal. We were kids in college in 95. So 30 years later, here's the Scholastic team, and, you know, we got the opportunity to come in and do something philanthropic for the city. Make no mistake, this is a Memphis thing. This is a Shelby County thing. This is a Millington, Tennessee thing. This is not about TCA. This is not about Tipton Rosemark, although they're the major players in it. This was done for our city and our county, period.
Yeah, I want to stick with that where you're at real quick, because that's something, like you said, and Brad and I've talked about, and we got a chance to wrap a little bit with Herd about it yesterday, but that's why I'm so glad you're here. How big this is for Memphis and Shelby County, how positive a thing this is. You mentioned, you know, Brad and I had asked the question, well, if you're going to have some of the top talent in Memphis in the surrounding area peel off, I don't know how many guys that is, 2, 3, whatever the top guys is. I mean, obviously this is going to be a select group. You guys have got out of state guys. If you're going to have those guys where you're at, you know, at this school, then you might have other high school coaches looking at this as a threat. You're right. Saying this is no threat. In fact, we're working together in some ways.
Absolutely. It's no threat because the kids were leaving.
They were leaving anyway, as you just laid out.
They're leaving anyway. This is about all of us, and even to the extent that, you know, Mike and I talk, you know, Mike, we talked senior day today. He's always thinking ahead. So we were at Tipton this morning at 5 o'clock with the kids, and he's planning senior night. And on senior night, we want Coach Real from Bartlett to come out with Dylan. We want the coach at White Station. No, excuse me. Dylan will be coming out next year. But the coaches for, you know, Chase, the kids that we do have are younger. Chase is a junior. Chase Givens left Houston. Jackson Hardaway, he's a senior.
So White Station up.
We want the coach to come out and walk out with them. When they get announced formally from White Station under the head of Coach Patino, currently here. This is not – we're not here to, so to speak, take players. We're here to enhance and give them a platform. And we want to recognize the people that worked with them all the way up to getting to this point.
Yep.
So it's not about taking. It's about all of us giving back to these kids because, you know, the stage is too big for them to pass up. Not saying it's, you know, it's just one-way street, but at the end of the day, this is about the kids first, and it's about our community.
Yep.
You know, because you do have 4 local kids on the team, but you also have 5 high-level Division I kids coming, who are coming to our city to not only partake in school activities, basketball activities, but we want these kids, let's just face it, in the NIL era, they're about to be future millionaires,
yep,
God willing. We want them as taxpayers. We want them to 100%. Feel like they can stay in Memphis. You know, I had a great experience here. Maybe they sign with the University of Memphis or Ole Miss or whoever and stay local. We want to bring good young men to our community. There's always such negativity about it. But the kids that we have from Memphis, along with the 5 kids from out of town, are unbelievable, and they're going to be a great representation for Shelby County.
How many, and Mike, you can jump in too. Travis, you know the area talent probably a little better right now. I know Mike's getting familiar with it, and you've been around and know it. But and maybe it's not a number that's the same every year. It's probably not. But how many are we talking about, Memphis kid? This is an elite group. It's going to play a national schedule. How many of those kids each year do you think we're talking about in terms of coming over from their programs? Are we talking 3? Are we talking 4? You mentioned 5, I think you said, are on the roster now. What do y'all see in terms of – it's 4, excuse me. What do y'all see in terms of that? Do you see it – hey, it's probably 3-4 every year. Is it, could it go up? Or, you know, with the talent level here, what do you think? No, what would that makeup look like?
I'm going to put my 2 cents in. I'm going to let Mike take over. This is really about him. I think right now where our city is, I think if we were talking 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Thank you for addressing this.
It would have looked like Memphis State.
It's
full. It would have had 9 Memphis kids and 2 out-of-town kids. Where our city is basketball-wise, it's so spread out. I think the development's struggling, not from the high school level. I think it starts all the way at the younger ages. So, you know, and hopefully, you know, we've already discussed having regional teams. So it'll be the national team, but we also want to break down the regional teams. But Mike and his staff are the ones who do the recruiting. They're the ones. And when you say, I've got a better handle on the local talent. No, I'm coming back from Arizona. Mike,
it's true. You did just pack up and leave Phoenix, didn't you? You've been in Phoenix.
Mike knows these kids better than I do, so I'm going to let Mike talk about basketball. I just wanted to give a little backstory and say just one thing I do want to thank. I want to thank Willie Gregory for being a mentor for me for 30 years. I want to thank Carlton DeBose and John Stovall at Nike. And I really want to thank the people at Tipton Rosemark. Mm-hmm. starting with Dr. Graham, Dr. Stephanie Weir, Coach Sam Fratello, those, Kendra, those people are unbelievable. And when the opportunity came to them, they had vision, and they have opened their arms wide open for our kids and our families. And just me and Mike walking through the halls today and watching these kids interact and bond together, and just that whole Millington community wrapping their arms around him, it's it's probably the most fulfilling experience I've had in sports in 30 years.
How about that?
With you.
Talking to Tennessee Collegiate Board member Travis King and new head coach Mike Wright. And Mike, I turn it to you. What an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
This feels like as the head coach of this program, and something, and we've talked about it, man, this looks so sustainable and something that's here to stay. Talk about how did the opportunity come about, what you had been doing beforehand. I know you'd been with Team Thad. Just tell us a little bit about yourself beforehand, before getting this opportunity presented to you.
Well, I'm a prep school coach. That's what I always been. I started in this like since I was 23 years old. So this would be year 17 for me.
Gotcha. A vet.
I dabbled and dabbed a little bit in AAU. Those guys are super talented, but this is the lane that I prefer. This is the lane where I had tremendous success. Dibble dab this year with Team Thad, and it was a lot of fun. We took six of those guys from Memphis and added three more guys from out of state, and we qualified for Peach Jam. And before our big kid from Kentucky got hurt, we was 3-0 at session four, which helped us qualify for Peach Jam. And I feel like if he didn't get hurt, we would have went a little further and made it out of pool play.
Tell us about that run. Who were the other key guys on that team? Because we watched them this offseason, watched that EYBL team that was so successful for you. Didn't realize this was your first year and just putting it together. Right. Who else was on that squad?
Well, we wanted to keep the core of the team because the year before they was one game away from qualifying. So we kept the core, which was – it started with Dylan Jones.
With Dylan.
Started with Dylan Jones and Chase. And then we had the kid – he was kind of injured coming off Greg Spike over at Brian Chris, Big Chris, that's at Carville.
Yep.
He was tremendous at Peace Jam for us. I don't want to leave anybody out. It was one more. Oh, and the game changer, Sidney Thomas.
At,
Bartlett. Tremendous young man. He changed a lot of games and helped us win a lot of games this year.
And Dylan Jones, specifically, who's on the roster Tennessee Collegiate. We haven't talked about him. Had an incredible EYBL, it sounded like, for you.
He did, but he didn't do it alone. We added some out-of-state guys. We added Lincoln Vincent, who's with us as well. And then we added a kid, Davier White, who was ranked the number one player out of Kentucky. And then Big Luke, who's a top 20 player out of Kentucky as well. And Dylan and Lincoln, you know, we called them 2020 because both of them boys put up 20 points a game on the EYBL for the whole duration of the season. They was both top 10 in scoring.
Both top 10 scoring. This was on the 16 and under?
16U, yes, sir.
How much will having Coach Dylan help you? And now, I mean, you know his game. You got a chance. But in terms of having him on this Tennessee Collegiate Academy team, what are you expecting? Is he be one of your anchors? Is it the anchor? Sort of what are you expecting now, moving it towards what you've got now with him on the roster?
Dylan created high expectation for himself.
Yes, he did.
He's a workaholic. We had
top 50, 55 in the country, higher than that now. I don't want to shortchange him.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We had workouts this morning. Dylan got in a whole hour before we even started.
To get in at 4:30 in the morning.
Wait a minute. Y'all are starting workouts at what time?
So we started at 6. He was in there already at 5.
So the work has already commenced out here. Yeah.
Him and the rest of his teammates, they already have a lot of expectations for themselves.
That looked like I didn't know if that was I didn't know if that was a TCA. I had somebody at the door right there looking like they went.
Yeah, that's TCA.
Okay. Well, I realize we're gonna have more in studio guests here. Again, in terms of the rest of this team,
yes, sir.
The locals those that haven't seen the roster might not be familiar with. You mentioned Hardaway. Who else locally? It's also Chase Givens.
Chase Givens is a kid that his brother, you know, he's Memphis. He's at Memphis.
Curtis Givens III, we're very familiar with.
But he did 2 years of prep, and his brother's looking to kind of fall in his footsteps just a little bit.
Okay.
We're giving Chase the nickname R.J. Davis.
Oh, y'all, everybody's got nicknames out there already. What about Hardaway? 6'8", big kid out of White Station?
I'm super excited about Hardaway.
He surprised me.
Yeah.
He surprised me. He's coming along, man.
I remember walking in the Team Thad tryouts for 17s, and I just kept asking, like, who this kid? You know, because they had all the other big names in there, but I didn't know who this kid was. You know, but I'm super excited about him. He's had a great first 4 days of practice. Well, not really practice, but workouts.
How, in terms of year one, goals? I mean, I know you guys have obviously got a very talented roster.
Hold on, let me jump in here, because I asked all the kids before Coach got there, and then I want him to make sure he talks about all the kids, because this is a unit.
I mean,
every kid needs to get mentioned. I was there today at 4:30 at the house, and such intriguing kids. D-Ray Vital is our 7-footer from Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's downstairs cooking eggs with Coach Justin White at 4:30 in the morning to make sure his teammates eat.
And that sounds that's a 2026 if he's cooking on Annie.
I asked every kid as they came down the steps, do you think we can get to Chipotle in year one and win the league? And every one of them said, yes, sir, as long as we work together.
That's right.
And so Mike puts a lot of expectations on himself, but those kids, I looked them all in their eye at 5:00 in the morning as they were getting ready to get on the bus, and they all feel like they can get to Chipotle year one, and that said a lot about them, their parents, and their character to me.
That's right.
So you're not putting the ceiling on in year one is the answer to that question, seemingly.
And even previous spots that I've been at previous, in year one, we always did what we needed to do. Whether it was win the state title, whether it was be nationally ranked, whether it was getting all 8 to 10 seniors committed fully scholarship, you know what I'm saying? That was before NIL time.
Right.
But, you know, we've always, every time we set our goals and our expectations, we meet them.
Tell me about Christian Gibson.
He's so smooth.
Out of Houston, right?
He's a lefty.
We want to talk about some of these out of state as well.
Yes. He's so smooth. He's top 60 in the country. He's a left-handed kid. Got great positional size. A lot of poise, very poised basketball player, gets to his spots at will, got great background. His daddy is a coach out in Houston as well. Brother played Division II or Division I basketball out in
Houston. Sister runs track for Stephen F. Austin, an athletic family.
Athletic family.
He had been out of state, and Brad, I can't believe I've gone this long without asking about him. He had been out of state down at Columbus, I think, but is back now, Keeper Jackson. Who had once played at Christian Brothers High School. Brad's son played with him, came up with him at Lausanne for a hot second, and is back now. Keeper Jackson, 6'7".
I got to give props to the guy that just walked in. We don't get Keeper Jackson without Tevis Shaw. Keeper Jackson was going to stay at Columbus, and Tevis Shaw, my business partner, called, said, man, I think we need to get Keeper Jackson back. And I had already talked to Keeper's dad. He was like, nah, he's going to stay down there. And Tevis got him on the phone, to his credit, got Keeper on the phone the same day. And within 24 hours of talking to Mike, Keeper committed. And so I got to give – this is not one person in our organization. Everybody pulls their weight. And I had to get that one to Tevis Shaw.
Educate us. Keeper had been at Columbus playing with the Boozer Twins, making plenty of NIL. We're talking about on a national championship team in a great situation.
Yes, sir.
And you guys got him up here.
Yes, sir.
Came home. That just showed the proof that the kids want to play home in front of their families. It just wasn't an opportunity for them to do it.
You're talking about leaving a legacy.
100%.
He's looking to leave his legacy on this program.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also shows the recruiting chops just right off the bat. I realize they're you know, having that home advantage can help you there, but he was already in a good situation as well and was obviously a valued member down there last year as well.
It's hard.
So to be able to pull him,
hey, it's hard to tell a kid. It's hard to tell a kid that living in Miami away from his parents and won a national championship to come home.
That speaks to the potential Brad and I have been talking about all week of this undertaking you gentlemen have on your hands. All right, have I left any of the out-of-state guys that we haven't? Okay, mention them. Please. Right off the top, I see I'm leaving one out. Did we say Nate Miles? Did we get him in? Down the roster.
So finish up with – so what I was going to say, Christian was the second leading scorer on EYBL this year.
Okay.
Now – Nate Miles is an unbelievable.
Out of Toledo, Ohio, 6'5 guard.
Elite scorer.
Elite
scorer.
Grown man.
So Nate played with all Ohio, and they was EYBL.
Yep.
So he stayed loyal to them. They went down to EYCL. So he had, we could have went to Final, he could have went to Lightning, he could have went to any other of those other teams to play EYBL. He stayed with them. He led the EYCL in scoring.
And rebounds.
And then rebounds, he was at 10 rebounds a game, like 27 points a game, at like 6'4 and a half, 6'5.
You seen a 6'4 guy average 10 rebounds in a league that competitive?
No.
And these are not numbers that we're making up. They actually, you can go pull it up.
Oh yeah, yes. These aren't fake stats and all that. Nah. This is EYBL. This is Nike proven stuff here.
It's Synergy. It's on there.
All right. Well, y'all just go down the list with me. Make sure I'm not leaving anybody out. It looked like have we talked about Vincent, Lincoln Vincent out of Davidson, North Carolina? He's another out of state guy that's on the roster.
Mr. Dunk on 7-footers.
That's right.
Got that kind of hops?
Lincoln Vincent is a man on a mission.
6'2"? Dunking on 7-footers? 6'2"? Oh, yeah. Point guard? That's 2027?
Yeah. We'll show you some clips after.
Who's going to start? It sounds like everybody's a starter.
We compete to make each other better.
I see what I'm dealing with here. Elite folks. We ain't naming starters right now, Jason.
He forgot the gas pedal and the engine. You forgot Mason Williams, Mo Williams' son, and the 7-footer.
Mason Williams Mo Williams' son out of Madison, Mississippi, 6'3" point guard, 2026.
Mo Williams' clone. Plays just like his daddy. Might be a little bigger.
He's stronger.
Definitely.
He's stronger.
Y'all got a monster
super
squad.
Work ethic. He just got back from Damian Leonard camp as well. He played on the Puma circuit.
And is mad that we won't let him drive around Memphis at 5 o'clock in the morning to find a gym.
Who else? Have I left off anybody else?
Man, the big chef.
Who's that?
D-Ray. The 7-footer that's better in the kitchen than he is on the court. And that's an understatement.
Is it Vital? Vital.
Vital.
Vital. Denarian? Is that you said?
Denari. D-Ray.
I think he's going to go down as probably one of the best defensive bigs in the country this year.
Absolutely.
Like his understanding, his timing on blocking shots, you know, his ability to contort his body, you know, he can block them with offhand, either hand, you know, but strong rebounding, can get out and run the floor. And he wants to play defense.
But more importantly, he writes poetry. He's got 7 sisters, 1 brother. He cooks, he cleans, he keeps the guys in line. He's already told us about a restaurant he wants to open after the NBA has the menu, the setup. Like he's probably the most intriguing kid I've met in my life, and that's from Amari Stoudemire and Jimmy Butler and you name them. I've never seen a kid as smart and as mannerable and God-fearing as him. It's just an unbelievable group.
The streets were saying that the streets, and get it from the source now, but that some of these young men that you all have out, we're talking like 30-plus on the ACT. Like we're talking about elite students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Average,
so that is that part
GPA
is true.
They said today was like 30. They were out 3.2 and above GPAs. Like they're out, some of them are taking college courses now. These kids are amazing.
You know the natural reporter in me, when I look at all this talent and I understand how the game goes now, is going to want to ask you, because it's a part of it now, what would be the payroll of something like this in this day? Keeper Jackson down in Florida making NIL. Tennessee players can make NIL. You can give it to us how you want to, but I got to imagine that with the talent like this, somebody got to be managing the payroll.
Well,
a big payroll.
What do they say when you go on the witness stand? You plead the fifth. But but at the end of the day,
I mean, this can't happen.
Yeah, NIL is legal. The kids are receiving NIL situations, but again, it's not pay for play. It's name, image, and likeness. For instance, that's right. The kids today, they have to do 2 community service projects. A month. The first one being today, as soon as they leave school, they've been up since 4 o'clock. They leave school and they're going to do the St. Jude experience today before they go to practice. So they practice this morning for how long, coach? An hour and a half?
We did 1:15.
Okay. Then they'll go, they've gone to school all day. They'll go straight to St. Jude and then they'll practice this evening from 6 to 9. So 2 service projects. They're going to do a readathon, I think, at Westwood Community Center.
Wow.
We're going to touch every piece of Shelby County. So each month they do that. in exchange for them using their name, image, and likeness.
You guys are clearly already rolling in practice. And when do things really kick off and get started for you? I don't have your schedule up and right in front of me. When did things really get rolling?
You're talking about for the season?
Season.
Oh, yeah. We kick off October 31st. But we don't want to speak too much on that. We want to just announce it. And
training camp started today. Day one of the morning workouts.
That's right.
How y'all keep scouts out of there? How y'all keeping folks all the
we're not.
We're not.
September the 6th, they're going to be in there.
Okay, scouts are coming on September 6th for a combine type?
Yeah, we got a combine. Rasheed Wallace is coming in. Rasheed actually is coming in to work with our bigs. He leaves the Nike Skills Academy August 23rd. He will be here for 2 weeks working out the bigs. And then Rasheed, Sean Williams, Montel is Coach Mike Wright, led by some other. We got, I think, Willie Kemp's going to come over, and we're inviting some of the coaches also that had kids that are on our team to come work with the kids. But we're doing a citywide combine. But before that, that'll be our first intro to the college coaches.
That's right.
I know coaches, there's probably 40 or 50 coaches already coming in to watch our guys work out. Then we'll have the citywide combine.
I have to back up because you just said a South Memphis veteran. You just said an absolute stud in Sean Williams. I saw him on the reel. Sean Williams is out there. Is Sean Williams is a part of this? Is helping with like Rasheed Wallace?
Sean's been helping develop, you know, doing player development, working with the guys, you know, coming in and working out. But I think there's something bigger on the horizon for him that we actually just got work. But that's, stay tuned.
You guys are going to have every young prospect in Memphis, you know, aspiring or hoping to get to be able to play at Tennessee Collegiate Academy. It feels like that's the future.
Hopefully. That's what it's here for. It makes every iron sharpens iron. So I think it makes everybody step their game up. And like I said, if you look at Mount Verde, if you look at IMG, they have some of, I think, maybe 8-10 teams. So our goal would be, you know, down the road, we've already talked to Dr. Graham, you know, to have more teams and have a true development system. But again, this is not to hurt or hinder any of the Shelby County's school system schools nor any of the private schools. I stand on Memphis still has the best high school basketball. We've got some of the best high school coaches. A lot of these guys are my friends for a lot of years. John Harrington over at Briarcrest, Coach Patino. You know, Willie Kemp, obviously, we used to coach. Now he's at Whitehaven.
Yep.
This is something we're being inclusive, you know, not exclusive. We want everybody to be a part of what's going on.
Gentlemen, can't thank you all enough for your time, for coming in. We can't wait.
You're going to come to the combine. You're going to come to practice. Mike's good about opening practice. We practice every day at 6 to 8 and player development at 8 to 9.
Man, if y'all give me a media credential to come out there, it sounds like you don't need it to come out there. It'll be Fort Knox out. Who is this young man we've got with it? He got crutches, unfortunately, but this
Kobe
young man we've got in the studio.
Man, Kobe Shaw, man. That's my nephew. He actually one of the best eighth graders in the city this year, lost in the sub-state. Lost to Elmore Park, but he got hurt at the Peach Jam, and you know, but God works in mysterious ways. Looked like he grew 2 inches since he put the cast on.
There you go. Keep doing that. Keep growing. You'll be all right, gentlemen.
Shoot that ball now.
Oh, I bet. All right. I got a little shooter too. You fifth grade. Man. I don't know if he's gonna get. Just moved to sixth grade. We'll see if he get good enough for all this. We can't thank y'all enough for bringing us to the story.
Yes, sir.
And you all are the story right now out of Tennessee Collegiate Academy.
Nah, man. Well, we just thank everybody, you know, again, in the city. We want everybody to come out and support us. We'll be out in the community working. If you see these young men, embrace them. You know, they all happy to be in Memphis. And, you know, we just, again, thank God for the opportunity. Thank Nike for it.
Sounds like a bunch of fantastic student-athletes, a bunch of great men leading them. Make sure you guys are supporting Tennessee Collegiate Academy. Our man Travis King, our man, the head coach, Mike Wright. Appreciate you gentlemen coming in. We're going to be back hour number 3 of the Jason and John Show. We got our man Bennett Doyle coming in. We got much more to do. You listen to Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.